Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, August 30th. And Danny, we only have one more day left in August. And then what is it? Rent?
Rent is due. Rent is due on Saturday, people.
Yeah. If you need to be reminded of your rent payment, you need to listen here every day.
Well, it just sucks because you pay rent and then every other week there's another bill.
Yeah.
Like on the 14th, it's your fucking cable. On the 21st, it's your water.
Yeah. Always having to spend money on something, huh? I know. Well, what can you do? You know, it costs money to live. What can we do? So, beautiful morning in L.A. We're back here with you since you enjoy us so much. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest, actually, filmmakers.
Oh, really?
In the studio, so that'll be fun. And, yeah, somebody else came, wanted an interview, and this is funny. Sometimes people will go, oh, that time's not good for me. Can we come earlier? I'm like, what the fuck, man? This is a live show. What, do you think we're going to wait for you or start earlier? You know, the balls that people have, I don't understand. Or maybe it's just stupidity, you know?
That sounds like stupidity.
Right.
Maybe they don't understand the concept of a live.
Right, because I think many podcasts are like just pre-recorded.
They're pre-recorded. You know? You can edit them. You can cut shit out.
Right. So people figure, oh, you can do it whenever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no, they get
most of the time, even if it's pre-recorded, you can't do it whenever you want because you rent studio time at a specific.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you can change maybe the time or something. You know, but
yeah, I guess.
But not here. Here, everything is starts on the hour. You know, so. So then they're like, okay, well, we'll circle back. I'm like, fuck you, you know? Why do you even bother coming to me?
They're listening and they're definitely not going to be circling back.
I don't give a shit. I didn't even reply. Wasting my fucking time, man. What is this?
What, they wanted to come today?
No, no, in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. But the guy's
in a couple weeks?
Yeah, he's going to be in L.A. only a day or two. So, and he's got a meeting at Disney, so I can see where that would preempt us.
Oh, yeah, 110%.
You know?
You go ahead and you accomplish that meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Go see what Disney can do for you. Yeah.
What does he do?
I don't know. I don't even remember. It just sounded good, so yeah. I said, okay, whatever, you know? So, yeah, I was going to actually call you this morning or text you and tell you not to come in because last night I felt maybe I should take a drive to San Diego or something for 3 days because I have to work Sunday, so I can't take the whole weekend off. And I thought, you know, today's a light day for me. And but then it was like I thought I shouldn't make a decision at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Why? Those are the best decisions to make. Yeah. But I would have been leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'm not going to leave that early. I mean, what's the point? It's not like I'm going there to get there. I'm enjoying the way there. It's just, I know there's traffic that can kill you, but, you know, but still.
Jeez. I wasn't going that deep into it.
No, I'd rather drive in the morning, you know.
I mean, yeah, the morning's fine, except on the way back. The way back, it's the morning traffic is horrible. Yeah. Even on a Sunday, I drove back on a Sunday, and I left at 6 a.m., and it started off pretty dead. Like, there was no one on the road by, like, 7:30. It was a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On a Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes I take trips, then I get stuck in traffic. I'm like, why did I fucking come here?
Right.
You know? So maybe I shouldn't go. Just fucking stay home, man.
I mean, now if you're going to go Friday to Saturday, there's no point.
No.
If you left today, I'd say, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, but it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like leaving early, you know?
Yeah, I mean, leaving right now would be so idiotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, what? If I, you know.
You'd be in traffic for like 4 hours.
I would have left at 7 or 8, so. Yeah, I will. I would.
Not at 7 or 8. You would have been in traffic for like 2 and a half.
No, I don't think so. That's the rush hour traffic then.
Yeah, maybe during the week.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to get out of L.A. just to get somewhere. And especially on the road to San Diego because, I mean, that's like full all the time.
Yeah.
You know. But whatever. you know, next week's not going to work out, so we'll see. Keep putting it off and off all the time.
I think you should just be rescheduling your trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, huh? That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your tan on, lay on a beach.
Yeah.
Meet some new people.
Yeah.
Like, fuck a road trip. I would love, I had a dream last night about my dog, and I think it's like almost time for me to go home for a little visit.
Right.
I think I need to get out of LA for a little while.
Yeah, okay. Do it.
I'm like, ugh.
But no, with Hawaii, it's fun, you know, but I thought if I'd gone, I'd still be paying for this trip. They're expensive, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you go two people, it's like a few $1,000s. So, you know, so you put it on a credit card or something, then you're paying for it a year later.
Yeah.
Still. It's like,
I'd rather pay for it a year
done?
Later, though.
Yeah, but what have I done? No, you're still paying for it a year later. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Especially with interest.
Yeah. And everything. So, yeah, you gotta plan your trips wisely. You know, you don't want to like, I don't know. I'm not. You know, yeah, I want to go to Hawaii, you know. I mean, I already spent the fucking money and then I canceled because of the weather, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've had plenty of time to go back again.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go in the summer because everything's expensive and crowded, you know. So
I think Hawaii's always crowded.
Not necessarily. I mean, because
I feel like a lot of people go in the cold seasons. Like if it's cold in Boston, people probably that's when they plan their trips to like Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think people in Cali go to Hawaii like. Whenever.
Yeah.
Like anyone on my timeline, it's just like they'll just go whenever. Like it'll be like random people just in Hawaii on like a random week.
Yeah.
No specific holiday or anything.
I know. Well, you know, they've had the storm and everything. I don't know. Did that storm hit Hawaii?
Cause no.
It was going to.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Missed? Oh, wow.
Well, everyone was talking about the earthquake the other day and I didn't feel it.
I know. I didn't feel it either. I was in the fucking elevator. Can you believe it? If it was a strong one.
Yeah. Well, it was a 4.6.
Yeah, something like that. 4.4. So that only rattled a few things, I think, but more nerves than anything.
I did not feel it at all. I just saw people's tweets and posts about it. I'm like, this is like the fifth time this has happened out here and I haven't felt one. Not one.
Good for you.
Knock on wood.
You better, yeah.
Yeah.
It's better this way.
Yeah.
I know, that was 2 days ago, and
I feel like I'd freak out, especially if I was home by myself.
Yeah, huh?
And like the ground just started shaking. I'd be like, nope, not today.
Imagine if you're in the fucking elevator and it happens, which
and
I was.
And the elevator gets stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lucky, man. Fuck. You know? It's not so much, I mean, look, you have a phone, you can call and stuff, but if there's a lot of damage and a lot of people are stuck in elevators, you're not going to be the first one they come to.
Nope.
You know? So that could be scary shit. But we try not to think about earthquakes here, right?
Yeah, let's not
even. It's too fucking real. It's too fucking real, man.
Yeah, Gabby says it all the time. She's like, I'd rather deal with a blizzard than an earthquake. I'm like, blizzards are just as bad.
Yeah, but you kind of can hide from them, you know?
I mean, you could just stay in your house. Anywhere. But I feel like that's like torture.
Yeah, but it's better than, you
the,
know.
The earth splitting beneath
your
feet.
Yeah, and your building gets destroyed and everything, you know? I mean, all you have to think about, if there's one freeway that breaks down or something, we're fucked, man. Mm-hmm. You know? It just throws off everything. I saw the other day they stopped traffic. What was it? I don't know why they stopped traffic, but they were there for a few hours on the 105 freeway. I'm like, oh, man, I would have fucking died, you know?
Wait, who stopped traffic?
You missed flights. The police, you know, because there was something going on the freeway. So they had to stop the traffic.
That
completely.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So then like the earthquake was like, I mean, the earthquake.
It wasn't the earthquake. No. It had
I mean, the freeway was like splitting or?
No. I don't know.
There
something
was an
happened.
Accident?
Maybe an accident or something. I don't remember what I read, but it was a few days ago. But they had like food trucks and shit. People buying food.
Oh, I
from
see,
the
I did
trucks.
See that. And like lemonade trucks were like selling
right.
lemonade.
Did you see? In the middle of the freeway. But man, that's not funny when you're stuck in there, my God. You know, sometimes they do it to you for about 5-10 minutes until they clear off the freeway.
That's why I don't take the freeway.
For hours, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Unless I have to. Like if I'm going to Orange County or something, I have no choice, really.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I mean, freeways can be confining if you're stuck there. You know, you can't go anywhere.
No, you have no choice but to keep driving.
Yeah. But that's what worries me. Every little hitch here would largely affect this whole city.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, anything. I mean, God, you know, this 400,000 cars a day on the 405 or something? You know how many that is?
That's a lot of cars.
It's a lot of fucking cars, you know?
And who knows how many people are in those cars? It could be like 5 people per car.
Rarely,
but I'm just saying, right? Carpool to work. Some people are smart.
Right. Carpool is always empty because everybody drives by themselves here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's our car culture, you know? What are you going to do? Now, everywhere you're going to move, you're going to want a car, you know? What about in Boston? Do you have to drive a car there, or do they have good public transportation there?
They have a lot of public transportation, but for me, yeah, I'd rather drive.
Right.
I don't really trust public transportation because, like, if you take a train, ain't nobody checking people on a train. That trains and buses are, like, the easiest place for there to be a terrorist.
Yeah?
They don't check your shit. If you think about it, if you take a Greyhound bus from New York to Boston or Boston to New York,
right,
you literally just throw your bag underneath. They don't check it. They don't scan it.
You sure?
I've taken 1,000 buses. I used to take buses from California to Boston because I was scared of flying.
Yeah.
And they don't check your shit.
Oh.
Well, like, someone could have a bomb, a knife, like literally anything in their bag. Cocaine. They do not check.
Yeah. How would that bother you, though?
What, cocaine?
Yeah. The cocaine in his bag is not going to interfere with
it. I don't care. But I mean, I'm just saying it's dangerous to take public transportation like that.
Right. Right.
So I just drive everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. And I like driving, you know?
I like driving if I don't have anxiety. Like, if I get on, like, a freeway because I have to, and it's, like, all Mack trucks, I'll have severe anxiety.
Really? Can you still drive?
Yeah, I'll still drive. Like, I'm not going to freeze because that's when bad shit happens. But I'll, like, be holding my breath.
Yeah.
I just feel like they should have their own highway. Like, trucks should just have, like, a separate...
How are you going to do that? Come on.
I mean,
on some freeways, they give them separate lanes and shit.
But it's really not a separate lane because there's still regular cars on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it says trucks only.
Yeah.
But then there's other cars on it. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's hard when there's so many cars on the road, man. And it's only getting worse because cars are made better and last longer, so they don't leave the roads. And then you have new cars coming in all the time. I mean, especially in L.A., everybody buys a new fucking car every year, you know?
Yeah, they're renting it.
Yeah, or leasing or whatever. But you know, so there's so many new cars on the road. I don't know what's going to happen 5-10 years from now, you know? I'm not going to live in L.A. anymore.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Not at that time, yeah. No, it's only going to get worse here.
I don't think anyone knows what they're going to be doing in 5 or 10 years.
That's true, but these are the plans.
Yeah, because I had no idea I'd be living in California. Like, yeah, if you asked me that 5 years ago, I would have never said that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow. How did you decide on California, of all places?
I just knew there was, like, a lot of opportunity here. Like, anytime I've ever filmed, it's usually in Los Angeles.
Mm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking Cali.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. And I didn't have a crystal ball. I didn't know I was going to come and, like, lose everything I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know?
Why did that happen?
Because I wasn't working. I came out here thinking that it would be, like, so easy to get, like, a club job.
Yeah, So you went through all your money?
I went through my entire savings. And I've had a savings since I was, like, 18.
Wow.
I'm really, really good at saving money when I have it.
Yeah.
But right now, anytime I make a penny, it's going straight to a bill.
Right.
I don't have anything to save.
But then when you had money, you spent $4,000 on a fucking ass job, right?
Yeah, but that was at that time I had so much money in my savings, it was nothing.
But that's what I'm saying. So you went through all that money?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
That's terrible.
I had, like, probably almost close to, like, 80,000.
Uh-huh.
Gone.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I know a lot of people come here thinking there's jobs. Even my son, man, 3 months later.
Like, a lot of people that will DM me and be like, hey, like, I'm just going to be on a whim and I'm going to move to L.A. And, like, my best advice to them is don't come up here without a plan. Or, like, right, stay with someone that you know until, like, you have a job,
right,
and you get residual income. That way you're not wasting money. Like, you don't get an apartment while you're not working.
Right.
Because that's what I did. I got an apartment, and my first apartment was $5,100 a month.
What?
Yep. Me and my roommate and I were splitting $5,100, $2,550
each.
That's damn near like two houses in Boston.
What the fuck? Did you live on the beach or something?
Downtown L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
And you thought that was the normal price or what?
No, I mean, I told my dad. My dad was like, don't move.
Yeah.
But I'm stubborn.
Yeah.
And I just like, I felt like I was losing my shit in Boston because I just broke up with a guy I thought I was going to be marrying and my grandmother passed away. So I was like, nope, I'm going. There was like no talking me out of it.
Right.
So I went and I lost everything and I'm finally like at a good spot that isn't too expensive, like paying like $1,350 a month.
Yeah.
Well, like $1,500 with utilities, but.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. But you have to have two roommates in order to do that.
But I would say like the second roommate moved in and it's just like none of us ever really, like we'll say like hi to each other if one of us happens to be in the kitchen or the living room. But other than that, it's like I live by myself.
Yeah, no
I like barely hear them. Like in the morning, I'll hear Frankie make like a protein shake. It's like my alarm clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's 6. And he always makes his shake around like 6:30. I'm like, all right, I'm up. Other than that, none. I don't, like this past weekend, I didn't see either one of them. But we were all home.
Yeah.
I didn't see him until Monday.
We have a cat to wake us up. I mean, I don't hear it, but he wakes my son up wanting food every morning.
Yeah, they'll cry.
Yeah, and my son drags himself out of bed and bitches. I said, why are you bitching every day about the same thing?
Right.
You know, I mean, he wants to eat. You got to get up. You wanted a fucking cat. And God, my furniture, I'm telling you, Daddy.
Cats will fuck your shit up.
He fucked up my shit good.
They always like to scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he left holes in the leather everywhere.
Yeah.
There's not a square inch without fucking claws.
I'm telling you, once I get some extra money, I need a dog. I need a dog so bad.
I don't think you do.
I do.
Find a guy. Dog's going to tie you down.
I don't
that
care.
That sucks.
They make life so much better. Like when I was fostering, I was so much happier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then do it.
But it was just difficult because it wasn't like a dog that I trained or raised.
Right.
So it's like different. Like my dog wouldn't be jumping up and breaking glasses or ripping my couch.
Right.
That wouldn't be happening.
Do dogs also ruin couches?
Oh, when they're puppies?
Yeah.
Forget it.
Really?
Well, yeah, when they're teething.
Yeah.
And you leave them home by yourself, you gotta have a crate.
Yeah.
Or they'll literally fuck your shit up. All the way up to like probably like a year and a half.
Really?
Bruno used to have meltdowns where he would like bite me, and we would be like psycho. Like he would have like psycho doggy meltdowns at least twice a day. He would think it's playing, but he looked like a psychopath. Like, this dog's crazy.
Yeah.
Now he's, like, so chill. All he does is sleep.
All these animals are crazy. I mean, our cat is, like, bouncing off the walls, literally. Literally. He just fucking runs around the fucking living room. I'm like, what's he doing?
But imagine how bored they are.
Yeah.
That's why.
I know. So he gets him that laser thing that, you know, that they chase and stuff like that. But, yeah, they got a lot of energy. And if they stay home, they got to take it out somehow, you know?
Yeah.
But he won't let it out because...
Have you ever given your cat catnip?
He has. The cat was totally different when he did.
Yeah.
I said, is that a good thing to do? You know,
It's supposed to be like cat marijuana.
Right. You know, but I don't know if it's a good thing. You see your cat suddenly like slowing down.
I don't
know about that, man. But so I don't know. I'm not into animals. But essentially, that's the reason why my son's staying with me, so he'll have a place for the cat. Because at his mom's, they have doggy doors, and he doesn't want him to go out.
Oh, he doesn't want to go have him go through the doggy door.
No, because when my daughter had a cat, got eaten by coyotes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know, about a year ago. So she was like, yeah, she couldn't find it. She was hysterical. Then somebody found the carcass.
Oh, God.
I know. Isn't that terrible? So he doesn't want the cat to be outside.
I mean, which is understandable.
Yeah.
He has every right.
But the
right.
cat sure doesn't want to go outside, man. Every chance he gets, he tries to run into the balcony and shit, you know.
That's why.
Why do I
think coyotes
this in my
are
life?
So beautiful.
Yeah.
But they will probably eat me, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do I have to deal with this shit? I don't want the animals in my house.
Well, I mean.
Period.
You could have said that and he could have given his cat away.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why you're doing it.
Yeah,
you know.
He invited himself and he insisted the cat come with him and I couldn't say no.
Well, just deal with it now.
I am.
Complaining is not going to do a thing.
Right. You know what was funny? He found this morning, he showed me, look what I found in your cabinet. It was a mug, like a plastic coffee mug with drawings around it that he made. For Father's Day, But this was like, I figured it must have been 20, 22 years ago.
Oh, like and when I he was still a kid. Have
it. Yeah, yeah. He was a very young kid. And mm-hmm. he drew pictures of me doing things with him, you know, like
that's cute.
Like building a Lego.
Right.
Aircraft carrier and watching TV together. He made a picture of him sitting on me and watching TV, Men in Black and stuff. So he remembered things that, you know, those were obviously the things that were in his mind.
Right.
When he was thinking of Dad, when he made it for me. And God, that's it gets you emotional, you know, when you think about your kids being young.
Right.
God, I miss that. I really miss that. Once they grow up, they're not the same people
no,
anymore.
We're not. Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. Like my... It, but on that note, I haven't talked to my dad still.
Really?
Not a word. I tried to do a group text between
that's
him
been
and
what, a week already?
No, it's 2 weeks? Been almost three.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's after you told him he can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must have really hurt him.
Oh, yeah, 110%.
But somebody had to tell him. I mean, what
but
the
my
fuck?
Brother already did, and him and my brother don't speak either.
Yeah.
So wow. We're like going down that same path. But I did a I tried to do a group text about between him and Gabby because we all watched the show Power and like right. One of the main characters died on it. So I like did a group message and I was like, blah, blah, blah died. And Gabby responded. He didn't. I was like, all right, guess he's still upset.
Why don't you get through to him through her or something?
No. You know? I mean, explain. At this point, I'm just going to let you be mad. But yeah. Like, I can't, I did nothing wrong.
Right.
In my mind, I did nothing wrong.
No, you were being honest. And
like, you haven't called me or texted me in 3 weeks to see if I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely being like...
dramatic?
Yeah.
Immature?
Yeah, immature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can be mad.
Come on. So you were criticized. Big deal, you know?
It's better me than somebody else, though. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what he's not processing. I feel like I don't want to talk to him until I go home.
Yeah.
Like, so I can have, like, a face-to-face. Like, all right, now you can't avoid me. So let's talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he sings, he didn't sing that song very well that we played here the other day.
No, if he was just doing it for fun, it'd be one thing, but he's taking it too seriously.
Right, and he's putting it out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine he put it out there and everybody's going to make fun of him? He's going to be really devastated.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So wouldn't you rather your family tell you, right. Like, the truth than... it would be worse for me if, like, 10 years from now, my daughter lied to me and told me I was like a superstar and because she felt because she felt like she had to. And then yeah. You look back and you're like, why didn't you say anything to me?
Right.
So
right.
Now I will never have that regret because I did say something to you.
Right. I think it's your responsibility almost, you know?
Yeah.
But he doesn't care, I guess. What can I say, you know? Yeah. So some things in the news, I guess this seems to be news because Meghan Markle was wearing a sexy mini dress.
Good for her, and she can.
First of all, I'm looking at it. It's not sexy, and it's not a mini, really. But I guess anything over the knees is mini, right?
Like above the knee?
Yeah, above the knee.
No, I mean, mini is like thigh, and above the knee is midi.
I know.
M-I-D-I.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Well, I thought midi
is
right
mini
at the...
or midi?
No, I think midi is right at the knee. But this one is above the knee.
No,
you know,
I thought, to me, midi is like, I guess midi would be like kneecap.
They're calling it mini, but it definitely doesn't look like it. Not like you would think a mini is.
Yeah, when I think of a mini dress, I'm thinking like right underneath your butt crack.
Right,
like underneath
exactly.
Your butt cheeks.
That's what people do. But so that appears to be fucking news, you know. I mean, I don't understand this at all. Why it, I guess they call her... I guess they referred to her. Oh, she was in the Suits show, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
I saw like a couple episodes. It wasn't really my cup of tea.
Right. That was the same. Except I liked the first couple episodes and then I got kind of
I just
bored
didn't catch
it.
My attention enough to be like, oh my God, I missed an episode.
Right.
To me, a good show is like one where I'm like counting down so I can get home and like catch the episode I missed on demand.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I guess if the princess shows her knees... That's news. So that's why I thought that's an interesting... they went to see the Hamilton show. Would you ever go see that? Theater? You like theater? Like Hamilton is the biggest thing, you know?
I don't really care about what's big and what's not, though.
Right.
I don't know if I could... I mean, if I had like a man, he's like, let's go check this out tonight, I'd probably suck it up for him. Because in relationships, you've got to like find an equal medium. Like if he takes me to a play, I'm going to make him do something else down the line that he probably doesn't want to do. But I wouldn't just like hit up my girls in a group text and say, hey, let's all go see Hamilton tonight. Like it's not.
I know. I know. I don't know how I would react if I went to a play because I haven't been to one shit in like,
went
what, 30 years or something.
What about a ballet?
Since Phantom. What? Ballet? Mm-hmm. Even worse, man.
I went to the Nutcracker with Gabby and our friend Kayla, and I got so fucking shit-faced because I was so bored. And I was like cracking jokes in like the stands, and I was like cracking jokes, and Gabby and Kayla were so embarrassed because it was just like it was so quiet and it was so boring, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was too long. Then Gabby was like, let's go see Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's cool, you know? I mean, you got to experience it sometime. I mean, I just write it off, but maybe I should go. I haven't been to one in, like I said,
I've never been
years,
to a play
maybe.
Play.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen, like, if I was in, like, high school, and but we were all forced to go see it.
Right.
Like, you had
exactly.
to go see it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to an actual, like, production where it actually costs money to go.
Right.
I mean, I'd be down to go to cross off my bucket list. I don't know if I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love movies, but I just don't know if I would enjoy being in a theater.
Well, maybe get one that where you like the story, like maybe Lion King or something, you know, one of those.
See, I wouldn't like that because Lion King to me is animation.
Okay.
Like all a person cannot play Simba.
No, but that's what theater is. It's more like a symbolism and shit. Yeah. You know, representation.
Have you ever heard of Pirates of Penzance or something? See, I would see something like that in a play.
You would?
Because that movie was basically a play.
Yeah.
I grew up watching that movie.
Really?
My grandmother used to make us watch that like once a week. You've never seen it?
No.
But you've heard of it?
Yeah.
Really? It's old.
I know.
Very old.
Very old.
But really good.
Yeah.
Well, from what I remember.
Yeah.
I just remember growing up on it.
Remember hearing about it in the 70s. Shit.
Well, that was a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, something like that that I grew up on, I would love to see it, like, play out. Yeah. But I think that's too old to be recreated. I don't think anyone's, like, putting a play together for...
Why? They probably will one day.
Oh, I went to a play, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah?
With George.
Okay.
Taron's partner, radio partner.
Uh-huh.
He took me to... They did, like, a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
It was actually
cool.
really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But there was a few jokes that didn't hit.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, it's always brutal.
Yeah.
Like in a comedy show, where you could tell they set it up for like this big like laughter, and then nobody laughs.
They bomb.
I was like, oh.
I know, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you do? You know, I mean, there was a show. Les Misérables. I remember that one was.
I
like,
never saw that movie.
No, there's a. It's a. It
As
was
a play.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
but they made a. They made a musical.
I know. I don't think the movie was that great.
You saw it?
No, I don't know if.
You can't say you
no,
don't.
No,
think.
I'm saying I don't think you did very.
No, it did.
It did.
It won awards and shit.
Oh really?
Yeah, they had Anne Hathaway in it. Robert Crowe, I think. No, who's that guy that was in the other musical that just came out?
I don't know.
There's a musical that just came out that's called Zendaya's in. Oh, The Showman.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Really good.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, okay.
I cried like 10 times. But I cry over everything.
Yeah, you seem to.
But the songs were really good.
Yeah.
Like it was put together really well. Like usually I hate musicals. Like I haven't seen Les Miserables because I'm just like, I don't really want to sit through a musical. La La Land, even though I love Ryan Gosling, haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm just like not a huge fan of musicals.
Right.
Like, but my favorite musical of all time growing up was Bye Bye Birdie. You have no
Bye
fucking
Bye
clue,
Birdie.
Huh?
No, I don't know what the fuck.
Oh my God, how do
about.
I know shit from your time and before you?
I don't know. How do you know?
When I grew up, my parents used to make me watch it. Well, my mom. I shouldn't
well,
say
that
my dad.
Makes sense. Yeah. No, I understand.
It's really good, though. I think it's a 50s-based musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I think Elvis is in it.
Really?
Yeah, Google it. I'm pretty sure Elvis is the headliner in it.
Mm. I don't know. We'll look it up. I don't care about Elvis. Do you like Elvis?
You don't care. I like his voice.
Hmm.
I don't think there's anyone that sounds like him.
No.
I like his Christmas music. I shouldn't say, like, I don't know any of his other songs besides, like, his Christmas songs.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you. But he sounds really good singing Christmas music.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I don't know, not one of his hits.
Yeah, he never appealed to me, you know. You don't know like Jailhouse Rock and...
I mean, if you played it, maybe. But yeah, right now, at the top of my head, I'm like... When you said Jailhouse Rock, I was thinking Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
No, no. I play Jailhouse Rock. You have to know it because it's his most famous song, I think. I don't know.
Born through a party in the county jail. Oh, yeah. The prison band was there and they began to wait. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard his locked-out jailbird sing. Let it rock.
Everybody let it rock. You know this
yeah.
one, right?
110%.
It so represents that period, my God, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, his music was something else, man. But we also should give a little tribute to Michael Jackson. I mean, he
just turned 60.
It was his birthday yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. I can't believe he was already two years older than me. I always saw him as a lot older for some reason. This is my favorite song of his.
I love his song.
He's good. You know what's interesting is, you know, his nephews have a show here, right?
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah. And so they got pissed when they... Remember we talked about the Eagles album taking over Michael Jackson? So they got kind of irritated. They said, why are you not counting the whole world, only America, when you count the record sales and everything? Because the St. Michael is still like the leading one worldwide. You know, and I believe that because I don't think a lot of people know the Eagles outside of here.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I don't. I never believed that anyway because I didn't even know who the fuck they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Everyone in this world knows who Michael Jackson is.
Yeah.
And likes That's at least true. Five of his songs.
That's true.
Yeah. Eagles, I didn't. You had to play them and I still had no clue.
Right. I don't know, a song with a better beat than this keeps you dancing, you know?
Yeah, this song's great. What was my other favorite song of his?
Beat It or something?
I did like
Thriller.
Beat It. Thriller is always going to be like a classic.
Thriller is a great song.
Beat It's good too.
Yeah. He's had so many songs, huh?
Yeah, he's had so many.
Yeah. Man, he could sing, you know. There's a reason why he became like the leader in the band. And he was the youngest too, you know. I mean, when they were first a hit, he was a young kid, right?
No, very little, yeah.
What was it, like 11 years old or something?
Something like that.
No, much younger, I bet you. I don't know.
I mean,
man,
he's a prime example of the industry eating you up and spitting you out, though.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally, like, a gorgeous little black boy. And then when he died, it was like, who is that guy?
I know. He looked fucking awful, man. And it's so bad.
Like,
you know?
He had no nose left.
No. He wanted to be white so bad.
I don't
know
why. But if you look at his family, though, like Janet Jackson, all his other siblings, they've all gotten similar plastic surgery.
Right, right. Like I said, LaToya.
Yeah.
And then I saw Jermaine the other day. I thought, wow, his face looks like sort of like a sculpted statue or something, you know? Crazy. And he's with a 25-year-old.
I wonder what she's 60, dating him for.
He's 60-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, he's Jermaine Jackson. Who would say no, you know?
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be like, have a good life.
Yeah, you might can be my grandpa.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Wow. Happy birthday, Michael.
Well, it was yesterday, so happy belated.
Okay, well, whatever. I love playing music, man. It's the best. It's the best. I still don't get the fun of playing music on the radio for other people, but when I do it, it's fun, you know?
Mm.
You sort of like you can share your love of music with other people.
What do you mean you don't get playing it for people on the radio?
I don't understand why people enjoy it, you know? I mean, like I do, but I don't understand why I enjoy playing music on the radio.
But you don't get why people enjoy listening to music on
the radio? No. I don't get why people want to play it on the radio, like a DJ.
I don't understand why radio stations, quote unquote, have a DJ when they just like sit and play one track. It's not like they're mixing into another song.
Right. But they used to sort of like put, like tie the songs together. You know, there's a personality in the studio. Mm. They would talk about the weather, about entertainment, about shit like that. But most often they just say a sentence or two, and then they go to the next song, you know? That's why a lot of stations have become automated, and even the DJ just records it in advance.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
All automatically.
He doesn't even need to be in the studio.
Right, so why do we even need that, you know? Nobody listens to music like that anymore.
Especially when there's Apple Music and you can just, like, download whatever song you want to hear. Because on the radio, it's like you're not guaranteed that a song that you want to hear is going to be playing.
Right, exactly. And we're in the world where we like on-demand everything, you know?
Yep.
But look, Sirius is still doing very well with their automated music channels. So, you know, there's still people liking to listen to a playlist that somebody else puts together for you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, I mean, radio, growing up, radio was like the hottest thing, you know?
Yeah, it really was.
That's where you'd get the new music from.
I think podcasts are like the new thing now.
Yeah.
Or like podcast recordings, or like people have like quote unquote podcast YouTube channels. So they'll record a podcast in like their kitchen.
Right.
And then they'll have somebody film it and post it on YouTube.
Right.
So I don't know how that works.
Well, it is the hottest thing, and I got in on the ground floor, man, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even have a name, podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I still call ours radio
shows. There's some
shows,
people making so much money a month off podcasts.
Yeah, people make a lot of money off of anything, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. You gotta, I don't know. Often I don't think it's a formula. You don't know that you're gonna
get it. I think it's luck.
You know? Yeah.
It depends what you're talking about, too. Like, there's a guy I know that talks about, like, serial killers.
Yeah.
And he's making like $50,000 a month.
Wow. Fuck, man. I don't understand these kids getting all this.
Or he'll take like a crime book and like dissect it, and people are like really into that shit.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So KFC's holding a contest. Did you hear this?
No.
It's going to be the Colonel's. You know, the Colonel is Colonel Sanders.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
I know that much, at least.
Right. So he would have been 128
years
today,
old.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what they're doing is they're giving away $100,000 to the parents, to the first parents who named their newborn Harlan. And Harlan is, I guess, was his first name.
They're giving out how much money?
$11,000. Would you
That's
do that?
Not even a lot.
Yeah, but you can do it and then change his name later if you don't like it. Right? I mean, what kind of a contest is that, for crying out loud?
I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's really weird.
Well, but it brings it to people's attention. That's what they're trying to do, you know?
Wow, KFC must be doing really bad.
Yeah. It's actually on September 9th, so not today. But they have
to. So basically, someone who's being born on September 9th, the first person to.
Or after the 9th, yeah.
I thought, didn't they want him to have the same birthday or no? I think it's somebody who they want him to have the same birthday.
Oh, on September 9th.
Yeah.
Okay, you're
yeah.
right. Yeah.
Hmm. Somebody's in that hospital, like, you better come out at midnight.
Right. I mean, Harlan is not a bad name, you know. I mean, it's an older name. Not a lot of people are called that, but, you know. Isn't that like Harry? I mean, I don't know.
I would hate if my nickname was Harry.
Yeah.
I would hate it.
Harry's Harold, probably,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Or I'd hate the name Howard. Would you like the name Howard? Yeah. Like Howard Stern.
I want
Stern.
My kid to have a cool name.
Like what? Did we ever thought what you were going to...
Well, I named Marcellus.
Oh,
I named
you
my
did?
Sister's kid, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Means
what's
little,
the origin of that name?
It's Greek, but it means, Roman. It means little warrior.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it's from Roman times.
Yep.
Mm.
I remember I was like sitting in Gabby's room, like watching a movie, and they were in the next room over, and the names they were coming up with, I was like, no, So I just, that was the first one I came up with. And then she gave him his middle name. So Marcellus Julian Victor.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So basically his initials are MJ. Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marijuana.
A star in the makeup. In the making makeup.
Yeah, so an easy way to make $11,000. But how are you going to be the first one?
And how are they going to know you're the first one?
Well, the first one comes to them with a birth certificate or something.
I mean, after you give birth, I think you're probably chilling.
Well, unless you know you're getting $11,000, you know.
And where do they go? They have to drive to the local fucking KFC?
No, I don't
KFC?
Know. They probably mail it in or submit it somewhere.
That is like
online.
The dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No purchases necessary. Yeah.
I can't believe tomorrow's the weekend already.
Yeah, I know.
This week has been weird. Like last night I could not sleep. Mm. I smoked weed and I took cough syrup.
And you couldn't sleep still?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I had a glass of wine. Didn't help.
Yeah. No, I was dead at 1 o'clock. But
I went to bed around 1, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is when I go to sleep at 3:30, I get up just as tired as when I go to sleep at 12:30. So what's the point, you know? I'll stay up more.
I feel that way too, but I feel like if I'm like this morning, I was going to go to the gym at like 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. just to get over with.
Really?
And I would have if I didn't go to bed at 1.
Yeah.
If I had gone to bed at like 10 or 11, I would have been good.
Hmm. Fuck, that's early.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you just feel so good once you get the... Like, now I have to, like, leave here and then go to the gym. And I'm like, ugh.
Right.
If I had already gotten it... If I already had taken care of it, I would have been good.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So, do you use Snapchat?
Barely. I use it for their filters.
Have you used it a lot before or anything?
I think maybe like 2-3 years ago I used it more.
Yeah, it seems like to kind of die down, right?
Well, because IG has now the IG story.
Okay.
So ever since they came out with that, it's just like, why do we need Snapchat?
So people don't need Snapchat?
No, we literally, I think people just use it for the filter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but there's an article, I guess they have like, channels there or something? Channels on Snapchat.
Mm.
They're saying that there's a controversial pornographic channel.
Where?
Called Cosmo After Dark. That's a Snapchat.
I see Cosmopolitan.
Maybe they took it down. They decided to pull it after parents were complaining and shit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they do have, like, channels.
Oh, it is a Cosmopolitan app. So it is from Cosmopolitan magazine.
Well, they have the regular channel.
The regular magazine,
but
right.
It doesn't say After Dark or anything.
Right, right. An X-rated weekly edition that goes live every Friday and is exclusively dedicated to all things hot and horny.
Yeah, that sounds like it would get banned.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Snapchat
like,
is used a lot by kids, right?
Yeah, like the Washington Post, the Rundown, Daily Mail, LAD Bible 17. Everyone has like different channels, but I promise you I never open any of them.
Yeah,
like I don't go on Snapchat to look at channels. It's just like not what I do.
I don't even know what the app looks like. I never had the reason to use it, but maybe I should.
Snapchat was created for like people that wanted to send naked pictures back and forth,
100%. Right.
But now, like, you can save people's pictures, you can save their videos. It's just not a safe app to be using anyway.
Right.
And back in the day, you could see who people's best friends were, so, like, you knew who they were going back and forth with. Now you can't see anything.
Yeah.
So
they changed it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just like every other app. Every year, it's a little bit different. And every year, it's a little less as good as it was in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, they try to accommodate more people, I guess, mm-hmm. or something, you know. So
yeah.
It's not like the Wild West anymore, you know.
No.
They have to start taking into account. I wonder how much longer Twitter will stay with their porn stuff. I don't think they're ever going to take it down. Because that's what Twitter is. It's an open system, you know. It's not like... Facebook
is
sort of a closed
system. I don't
really
see porn on my Twitter ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Yeah. No, I know. But when people retweet, you can see it. But it depends because you don't have anything related even to porn stars
mm-hmm.
or anything.
Yeah, you know? No. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't either, except that I used to follow a lot of, like, publications and stuff because a few years ago, did I tell you I started the porn star radio station? A few years ago.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was down the hall. I started another one called Radio Temptation, and I gave shows to porn stars. And
but you gave shows to porn stars here too, right?
No.
But porn stars have radio stations. I mean, radio shows.
There's
here,
a couple
right?
ones. Yeah, there's a couple ones here.
Right.
But that's not the same, you know. I mean, that was with video. That's when I started the video, and the ones that came were really popular at the
right.
time. The two we have here are, you know, they've been around for a while.
Right.
So they're not even in the business anymore. But so because we had a couple shows like that would bring porn stars on here and stuff, and I thought people should see all those shenanigans, you know, like them pulling out their poops and boobs and all that stuff. So I thought I'd start a station like that, and it was very popular.
Right.
So, but I made a lot of connections, like with the industry media and things like that, you know. So then I would start seeing shit in Twitter that people retweet and all that stuff, you know. So then I realized, fuck, there's a lot of porn on Twitter. But I couldn't keep the station going because these women were not reliable at all. They would either be late, whether it's the host, the guests, not showing up. I thought, how can I run a business like this? You know, ridiculous.
I don't get how people cannot show up to their own
radio
show.
Yeah, so I closed it down after a few months, unfortunately. But it was a revolutionary thing. Nobody was doing that, you know. I mean, there's Vivid Radio, but they didn't have video.
Right.
You know, and
I've never even heard of Vivid.
Yeah, Vivid is the biggest company.
That's where Kim. Released her sex tape, right, with Vivid?
I think so,
yeah.
Probably.
She gets $90,000 a month.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, she probably gets more. Ray J gets $90,000 a month. Still.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's probably why he's, like, chilling. Like, I got him, like...
Who is he? Who was
He's a singer.
Oh, so he was on the video with her?
The sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen
He was so more poppin' know. Back in the day.
Who was he? What's
he's a singer.
Name? What's his name?
Brandy's little brother.
What's his name?
Ray J.
Ray J?
Ray and like J, like
right,
the letter J.
Right, Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
He was a singer. He was really popping back in the day, so that's why they were together.
Yeah, it must have been, huh?
Yeah, if you look at her sex tape, she doesn't even look like the same person. Her face is different. Her body is different.
Really? Mm-hmm. You can tell she's had a lot of work done,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she got famous from that tape?
Yep, that's what put her on the map. Literally, her life changed after that tape.
But why? Because of that tape, nobody knew her before, right? Because of him?
Because of him.
Oh.
And he has, like, a huge dick.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's, like, his dick, and then he's fucking this Middle Eastern chick. And then no one knew who she was, so everyone was intrigued with who she was.
Right.
And then it's just kind of, she got offered a reality show after that, and it's just been history ever
and
since.
And then her family sort of, like, came into the spotlight after her,
her
right?
mom is the one that sold the tape.
Right. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, her mom saw a plan, and her plan worked.
Yeah, it did. Shit, the whole family know.
Yeah. Now everyone's like Kylie Jenner's a billionaire.
Yeah.
From her cosmetic line.
Yeah. I remember when the name came up first, Kardashian, I said, I recognize the name. And it was sure enough, their father was one of the OJ trial lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, then you forget the name and then suddenly it pops up a few years later. You go, who the hell are they? You
yeah.
know? How many people could have that name?
Yep.
So, yeah. All right. Well, another show in the can, folks. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest, so be sure to tune in. It's also Friday. We're always in a good mood. Do you like, did I offer you the liqueur I got
I don't
here?
Like chocolate.
The chocolate liqueur? Okay, can I get you a different kind?
Like liquor?
Yeah.
Should
we get mimosas?
Yeah, mimosas are always a hit.
Yeah.
Especially on a Friday.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, with alcohol afterwards, I feel kind of like blah, you know? If I drink in the morning.
I feel like so awake after I drink.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because that's your drug of choice. I'm like that with weed.
Nah, definitely mimosas because guests usually would want a mimosa in the morning.
Yeah.
Like if you like hit them with like, do you want some Jameson? They're probably going to be like, no. If you say, do you want a mimosa? Then I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, and whatever.
What if they're shy? Like it'll loosen them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Plus, we haven't had a guest in so long. I think mimosas sounds perfect.
Yeah, we have had a guest a few days ago. What's her name? Last week, right? Lindsay. Lindsay was here.
Oh, yeah. Was that at the beginning of the week or was that last week?
No,
that was last week.
Yeah, it was Monday last week.
It was okay. So it was a week ago.
Yeah, or Wednesday or Thursday. I don't remember. But at any rate, yeah, she. It was last week.
Yeah.
But you're right. We haven't had a lot of guests, but what can you do, man?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, people come here and they want to take it up a time, and then they don't show up, or they change their mind, or whatever. But yeah. So that's it for today, folks. Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.